This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 275 for Monday, February 24th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is a weaker Monday morning, seeing a profit-taking correction to start the week as values back away from nearby highs. Canola down $5 to $7, the May contract down $6 at $673.70 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for spillover selling pressure, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also down on the day. Uncertainty over tariff threats from the U.S. remains a bearish influence overhanging the market. Broad 25% U.S. tariffs on all Canadian imports could come into effect as early as next week, with negotiations expected over the next few days. Meanwhile, tightening supplies and the need to ration demand did keep values supported. In the U.S., activity was mixed overnight, although the bias turned lower as the North American day session got underway. Soybeans, pressured by the advancing Brazilian harvest and improving weather conditions in Argentina, although heat and dryness does persist in much of that country. Soybeans down 2 cents in the May contract at $10.55 per bushel. While newly harvested Brazilian beans are making their way to export positions, adverse weather earlier in the growing season has caused some forecasters to lower their calls on the size of the crop. Today, Ag Rural cut nearly 3 million tons from their total Brazilian soybean production, now placing it at 168.2 million tons. Corn also pressured somewhat by news out of South America, with planting of Brazil's second corn crop now at 39% complete. While there had been delays earlier, the seeding progress is now only 1 point off last year's pace. May corn down 5 cents at $4.99 per bushel. Wheat futures also weaker. Minneapolis spring wheat down 10 cents in the May contract at $6.36 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 9 cents in the May contract at $6.12 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 8 cents in May at $5.95 per bushel. Late winter frosts in Russia have raised concerns over damage to dormant wheat crops in the country. However, officials have said the cold temperatures weren't intense enough to cause serious damage, with snow cover thought to be sufficient for the most part. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, February 24th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.